The one good thing about this setting is that I feel very intimate with you. You're not far away, so that's really good to me. I can do so different styles of a homily. So I was thinking to actually choose one of you all to ask some questions, but then I realized that our audience through the internet, they might not be able to hear, so I'm going to pick Deacon, right, to ask a question. So if Deacon does not know the answer, he's in big trouble, right? All right, Deacon, I'm going to ask a question to you. So Deacon, oh, by the way, the reason I'm asking this question is later on everything will be unfolded, all right? We are just setting up kind of for homily later on, okay? So Deacon, here's my question. Who am I?
Father John.
That's a simple answer, right? Okay, you said Father John, right? Okay, you call me Father. Can you ask why you call me Father?
Because you are a priest.
Okay, you call me that I'm a priest, right? How do you know that I'm a priest?
You wear the collar.
I'm wearing the collar, right? That's actually a good answer. So you all know that I'm a priest, right? Hi, how do you know that I'm a priest? Because I'm wearing the collar, because Father Charlie introduced me as your priest. There are so many reasons, right? But you know that I am a priest, am I right? Have that in your thought right now, and then we'll combine everything from the gospel. Now, let's talk about Jonah. I'm going to be honest with you. We think that Jonah, when we think about Jonah, we always picture Jonah, big fish. Somebody say whale, but the gospel, the scripture says a big fish, right? So we always associate the Jonah with a big fish. But let's go a little bit further. Jonah, did he want to be a prophet? No. At the beginning, what happened? When God appeared to Jonah and said, hey, you go and, you know, go deliver the message to Nineveh, he said, no way. He ran away. He ran away from God. And eventually, long story short, he was in the, you know, big ship, and everybody could not figure it out what's going on. And then, you know, Jonah himself said, well, okay, throw me into the, you know, the water, right? Just kill me. And then all the big fish swallowed him, and 3 days, Jonah says, okay, I will do it. Then he went to the Nineveh, and today's scripture, how long did it take for one person to go through the Nineveh, city of Nineveh? 3 days! But how long did it take? 1 day! Lousy prophet, huh? He didn't do much! One day, just, repent! He did a loud, not even 2 days, 1 day! Lousiest prophet ever! And what happened? Entire people of Nineveh repented. By the way, why did he not like to go to the Nineveh? Remember, people of Nineveh killed his family. The people of Nineveh is the enemy of his people. He lost his family because of these people. And he knew when God approached them and God delivered the message, they would be repentant. They would be saved by the Lord. His enemy would be saved because of his words. So there's a little understanding there, but still. So he went through the entire day, 1 day. And then what happened? Entire people converted, right? Then what happened? He got so mad at God. He was so mad he went to the desert. And God gave the shadow. Woohoo, great. But God took away shadow. He got grumpy again. What a lousy prophet he was. Think about it. He was the only successful prophet. Isaiah, you know, Jeremiah, even John the Baptist was not successful. Even John, Jesus himself in his hometown was rejected. And yet, here he was. Loudest prophet ever. What happened? He was the only successful prophet. Are you with me right now? He was the loudest. He was terrible. In terms of God's point of view, he was the worst material ever. Yet what happened? God used this loudest prophet to bring the people of Nineveh to God. Wow! Isn't it amazing? even loudest, horrible prophet in God, amazing thing could happen. That's exactly what Jesus is saying. The people, now, the people at the time of Jesus, they knew who Jesus was. Especially Pharisees and Sadducees, they memorized the entire scripture. When Jesus said one word, they knew exactly where those words came from. So in other words, just like you are telling me that I'm a priest, Father, Deacon says what? Father John. How do you know that why do you call me Father? Because you're a priest. How do you know that I'm a priest? Because of the collar. Got it. Just like a deacon recognized me as a priest, when Jesus was preaching, they knew who Jesus was. Jesus was the Messiah. They knew exactly who he was. And yet, what did they do? Give me a sign. Are you kidding me? Give me a sign. Give me a sign. Even though you said I'm a priest, right? Just like me, wearing this and wearing that. But no, you are not a priest. Give me a sign more. What? Okay, this is not good enough. No, not good enough. Give me more. Are you with me right now? That's what Jesus was facing right now. And Jesus said, look at this, Jonah. You all know Jonah. He was the loudest prophet ever. Even so, God brought his glory. And there is someone who is greater than Jonah is here. Yet still you are asking more. You got the idea now, right? No wonder why Jesus says evil generation, right? We do the same thing, don't get me wrong. We have a sacrament. We have a sacred heart. And remember, sacred heart, you know, so Saint Margaret Mary, Jesus said, okay, I gave my body, I was died on the cross, I was resurrected, I gave the church, Peter, sacraments, everything. Still people did not get me, did not understand me. Okay, if I give my heart, they would understand me now. They would know how much God the Father loves them. If I pour down my heart on them, if I show my symbol, the heart, if I give my heart to them, they would know me. Yet, Still out there, the people do not recognize Jesus. Even among us, we do not recognize Jesus. Then, evil generation can be ours as well. I almost made a t-shirt, I love Jonah, because even the loudest prophet like Jonah could bring the God's glory than any one of us here could bring God's glory to anyone else. So we are obliged. In our life, we must bring God's word to people by our own actions, by our own prayer and words. We can bring God to the people. Oh, Father, I cannot do that. I am not worthy. No one is worthy. Well, actually, we are better than at least Jonah, don't you think, right? You are here, right? This is not a weekend mass. This is a daily mass. And you are watching right now, even though you could watch something else. We are better than Jonah then. Imagine if Jonah can do so many things for God. Hey, what can we do? We can do better than that, I think. So my brothers and sisters, if we want to do by ourselves, it's not going to work. But if we want to do in the glory of the Lord, we can convert entire city of Nineveh. Not just one day, probably 30 minutes even. Today, Jesus is coming to you and me, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. Whether we are ready or not, whether we accept it or not, Jesus comes to you and me anyway. With this simple hands, worse than the Jonah, I think. When we receive Jesus then, today, when Jesus comes to you and me, let's ask Jesus to help us so that we can bring his glory to people, whoever we meet tomorrow. Again, my brothers and sisters, we are so much better than Jonah. We can bring God's glory to people if God is with us, no matter what.